How do you craft after-school programs that deal with gang intervention? We talked about a little of it a little earlier.
Well, you know, first of all, Heart of Los Angeles tries, I think, step one is to do the prevention side, right? I mean, we want to prevent kids from joining them in the first place. So we start with kids really young, but we do meet kids along the way. We're middle school and high school, and there are times in which we have to try to intervene. The answer to the question, I think, really is create alternatives that are relevant. Create opportunities, alternatives that will help those kids to feel connected to what's happening in their neighborhood, at their school, in their life. I think a lot of kids, well, at least in our neighborhood, the gangs tend to prey on those kids who are having problems with the language. You know, if they have a kid who doesn't speak much when they're spoken to, very shy about language, they become a target. If they see kids who, you know, are trying to push away from their parents, you know, walk a few steps ahead, walk a few steps behind, don't necessarily want to be associated. If they see kids who are starting to try to emulate this pop American culture, all of those things, and kids don't realize this, but all of those things become identifiers. Pick me, you know, for the gangs. They say, because they'll come in and their psychology might be something like, so, you know, I see that your parents don't, you always have to walk these five blocks alone. Well, your parents, let me guess, your parents aren't around. They must work all the time. Let me guess, they basically tell you to come straight home, turn on the television, and don't go outside. Man, my dad was the same way. Oh, you didn't have a dad? Yeah, actually, I don't have a dad either. And they start to do all those things. They try to pull away any connection the child has to staying away from gangs. And they try to drive those wedges in between what connects kids to this culture here. I bet you're doing really bad in school. Yeah, I get it. They don't get you. They don't get us.
Wow.
And they do that. And so after school programs should be the ones to come in and say, hey, listen, we value who you are. We have all the patience in the world. We believe that if we give you a chance, you can realize whatever dream you have. You know, it's not a silly dream. You know, and we support the kids in that way. And we let the kids be the kids. And we let them feel important for who they are and who they'd like to be. And even if they don't know who they'd like to be, we still give them that confidence, try to empower them to feel good about who they are right now. And it's okay not to necessarily know quite yet. And we start to expose them with the arts, music, athletics, dance, painting, you know, graphic arts, filmmaking, anything and everything, robotics, anything and everything, to give them alternatives so that they have to then, when they're faced with the alternative of getting involved in some sort of criminal activity, they can say, you know what? I don't need to do that over there, because if I did all of that over there, I'd be giving up all of this over here.